dialect of Andreas in the Isle of Man, Mr. John Thomas Teer, aged 85, a native and a farmer and tailor, recorded by Michael Barry in October
1958. Because when you come to grub potatoes, earth potatoes, grub turnips, horses is the best. In my experience, they're a very useful thing. And when you cut hay, you cut it as horses, and after it's cut, you can take a horse, rake it up, a horse, put in the horse, rake it up, and then take a tumbler and tumble it all and put some products. That's my experience, but now it's not going to be as cheap as tractors, because work, you get $2 work and cheaper too. There's a tractor that rose out the place of a new £600. That's a lot of money to gather off it in farming. Of course you get tractors cheaper, but first one we got is about £200. But it's not as good as the one we've got. One we've got the speed gun and travel the same as a train. No, no, it's what I say, farming is going to be. Now they've got machines now to cut the corn and put in sacks and put it on. Used to be you have a raper or a mower and cut it and tie it and stook it and all. And then put in stacks and then take and thrash it all. But now you can tie this machine in the field and go round about it, cut the corn and throw it through. Put the corn and sacks and all the man hand the stack there. Did you ever see that machine?
Mm-hmm.
You see it's cutting the game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't think of that. All right. Oh, George Steers is going to drop the family. I think he's... What's up with his leg? Touch out of it. There's one upside of my place here, used to be thatched and it all fell. Top of the end of my field cropping up here. And there's another over at Billikill. One or two over here at Billikill. They're thatched, they fell too. Jane Simons, you call it. Another house or two loads, and then this one or two loads, and then yet I was thatched. Yes, I don't know, there's lots of. Thatch houses, but there's lots of other thatch houses now to go for. Got to pay very dear wages to a man to pull the bit and tie the bit and thatch the house. I've got a man now, I don't think, what's the man's wages now? A day. I was. This house here, I suppose. It's about all those houses in the village. I have put one down here. This house is a long time. I have owned this house. I mean over 50 years, and it's part of me 50 years. This is a very useful house, handy house. It's right in the corner, a good place of business, anything else, this place. Two houses over there too, belonging to me. Percy Cones and Mrs. Scotland. Well, you ain't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen Percy Cones?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Percy will give you a good history of farming. He's a farmer's son all his days. His old man was a very good farmer. You got up to see all of them coming from the scene.
Mm-hmm.